National security does not develop in isolation. It draws legitimacy and strength from justice, the rule of law, inclusion, political and economic, and social consensus. No amount of pontification cloaked in nationalistic, religious jargon, or the continuous creation of institutions, one after the other, can safeguard national security interests in an environment filled with suspicion, dejection, and a lack of trust in these institutions. German political philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche alluded to this in the following manner: "Real authority rests only on the confidence of the people at the bottom." Nietzsche essentially implies that the ruler's authority rests on people's trust and confidence. He believes that if a ruler embodies qualities such as compelling vision, charisma, and rhetorical skill, combined with a capacity for self-mastery, creativity, and imposition of one's will on oneself, it may garner a form of respect, if not necessarily trust, in the conventional sense. Nietzsche simultaneously underscores the critical role of the state in providing security and the conditions for culture to flourish. If a ruler effectively provides these fundamental needs, they may enjoy a degree of instrumental trust. People trust them to maintain order and stability. However, this is not necessarily a deep moral trust. Nationhood and the authority of the state, by implication, rest on trust, vision, a sense of justice, and a feeling of inclusion and security among citizens at large. Incisive words from those at the top and denigration of perceived rivals hardly instill confidence in people. One wonders if our state institutions offer enough to evoke a sense of belonging and trust. For nearly a quarter of a century, we have been engaged in a war against terrorist forces, accompanied by varying claims of successes. Now, consider Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi. In his consecutive meetings with U.S. officials and dignitaries from other nations, the minister consistently emphasizes the need for the global community to collaborate in combating terrorist threats. Do not such exhortations amount to essentially imploring counterterrorism cooperation after a quarter century of anti-terror and counterinsurgency operations? The general public undoubtedly points to the extensive list of interventions in Fatah, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and Balochistan, which commenced in 2002. They question why we have not developed our capacity to counter terrorist threats after these protracted years. A brief retrospective is helpful. 1. Operation Almazan, 2002-2006. Following small-scale military activity since the war on terror commenced in Afghanistan, the Pakistan Army launched Operation Almazan as the initial large-scale military response to escalating militant activity in the border regions.